Is it better? Is it
sorry, I thought you had a question.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, that we are here. Speak to us, Lord, through your Spirit. Prepare our hearts, prepare our ears. Remind us, Lord, teach us. So we will be saved. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Yeah, my sermon, my message today is, we heard Glenda's message for a couple of weeks about the building, the foundation. The foundation only in Christ. But why have to be in Christ? Billions of people around the world practice a religion with the hope that they will reap the benefits of their devotion. Actually, we were born with the ability to have faith. Every night we go to bed, we know we'll wake up in the morning. We even put alarm on. We are for sure we'll wake up in the morning. And when we go to supermarket, we are for sure we're gonna get some food. Didn't happen a few weeks ago. We know that when we jump into our car, it will take us to wherever we go. We're for sure when we take an aeroplane, we know that we'll get to the place where we want to be. Basically, our daily activities are based on this simple faith that rooted in trust. Therefore, people who believe in God or not, remember this, people who don't want to believe in God, their daily activities are still based on this trust, this faith. Is Christianity simply another religion that people use as a crutch to feel better about themselves, their lives, and their future death? Is Christianity is just a gathering of people as family, worshiping, praising God? Is our faith is a blind faith? Who do we believe? Why do we believe? Many Christians, young or old, sometimes question their faith and even wonder if it is true. Doubt and questions are normal to any thinking person. I remember Ben was 4 years old and he came to us and he said, "Mom and Dad, who created God?" We even invited a minister to come and explain to him. Do we know who created God? If someone who doesn't believe in God and come to you as a Christian, and who created God? How will you explain it? How will we explain it? This is why there's tendency, there are so many ministers, evangelists that become apologetics. They want to defend their faith. They want to tell the world. They're debating in intellectual level at lots of universities. Because people are waking up now. They start to reason and asking questions through social media. Very easy to go to social media. Just use your fingers. Human beings are hunger for the truth. What Jesus said about the truth? The truth will set you free. Free from the bondage of sin. Free of the power of evil, Satan. Free from fear, free from anxiety, free from judgment, fear from foolish, being foolish or uncertainty. Hallelujah. That's why we want to have faith. Did you ever hear, things will turn around if I only just had faith? Or, I'm so sorry, what has happening in your life? Just have faith. As I'm writing this, I'm thinking about you, Dave. Dave been through, and also Gary, been through the operation. They must have faith to let their body to be cut off, to be cut. It must be a desperately want to have more life, want to live longer. You have willingness to surrender your life to the doctors to open up your body. This is faith. But what is faith in Christ? What is faith according to God's word, biblical faith? Today we only read a few words, few verses from Hebrew 11. But I suggest that when we go home, we can read the whole chapter. Because this chapter 11 is often called Hall of Faith. Because there, in this chapter alone, faith is repeated 24 times. I counted actually last night. Is it true? faith is, this is in chapter 11:1. It starts with, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. What does it mean? Imagine if we climb up this tree, the tallest tree I think here, and we jump. What's gonna happen to us? For certain, we know that we're gonna get injured or maybe end our life. Even we haven't done yet. But we know we're gonna, for certain, this is faith. Well, Paul in Romans 8:24, he even said, "For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees?" Do we get it? Hope we have been saved. I pray when before this I said, so we will be saved. Why? It's a continuous hope. We cannot just believe and then that's it, static. I like that video. Really. Like that video, the image, there is an effort. Because just believing, we have the creed. Believing is not enough. Satan also believes in God. James 2:19. Verse 2, therefore faith is not bare belief or intellectual understanding. It is a willingness to trust in. Remember you, Dave, you have willingness to trust your body to the doctor. You don't know what is going on behind it. You don't know the medical term even maybe. What kind of tools or all the equipments that used. You don't need to. It's just willingness to trust in, to rely on, to cling on to it. So if we keep reading the people who lived thousands of years ago, our forefathers, Abraham, obeyed God. Enoch walked with God. Noah fears God. Sarah have faith in God's promise that she will bear a son. This is an example of faith. They demonstrated their faith by trusting in God, walking with God, obeying Him. So we go to verse 3. By faith we believe and understand or comprehend. We believe and understand and know, comprehend that the entire universe, visible and invisible, was framed, designed, authored by God, by His word, Remember, he said, there will be light, the lights on. Moses wrote 5 first book of the Bible. He didn't see the creation when it happened. But he understood and knew that God, the everlasting one, created the universe. Moses understood that God is infinite. We are finite. Our days are numbered. We won't live forever. We won't be here forever. But we have hope, which is our faith, that we're going to live with Christ. Moses understood that God is timeless, spaceless. He's not bound by time. That's why he teaches us to number our days. This means, like, remember Spad just said about those people who died. We don't know when we died. This is why we have faith. We can die in our sleep. Not only for old people, but young people too. That life can be taken suddenly. We have 2 choices here. Taya and Bella, we have 2 choices. All of us. Heaven, live with God forever. Or being separated from God and live in hell forever. This is very, very serious matter. God knows this. That's why he planned the salvation from Genesis 3:15. He already planned it. That is the first message of Christmas, that he's going to send someone through the woman womb. Verse 6, and without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith we seek God to please him, and by seeking him we will find him. So this verse is telling us that knowing and believing the content of Christian faith is not enough. It is an effort that made that cartoon an effort. He had to jump. He had to maybe go somewhere that he doesn't want to. He maybe have to give up his desire. So why we believe? Why we are here? Because, yeah, we are not gonna be here forever. And we need Jesus Christ in our life. There's so many things that is grew up in Indonesia, in where Christian is just minority. We need to prepare ourselves when somebody come to us, why you believe Jesus Christ? Why do you believe God in three persons? Do you believe three gods? How are we going to answer this? We need to prepare this. Enough for us to comfortable here, that being together with all Christian people, that no one going to ask any question. Did we ever touch our phone and said, oh, do I believe in three gods or do I believe in one God? Did you ever find out it? Go home and find out. We need to wake up. We need to have effort in following Jesus. This is come to the application. Faith without work is dead. Believing God is not a saving faith. We need to trust, love, and follow Him. So that is us the effort. Trust Him. Even we fall, we keep calling His name. Love Him because we follow Him. Keep our eyes on Him. The same as the song that we just heard. On the water, we're going to sink. But we keep our eyes on Him. Romans 8, faith without Holy Spirit, we will die. Because what? We follow our desire of flesh, our addiction. In the morning when we wake up, are we hunger for God's word? Or are we hunger for something else? Open the door, the fridge, and drink whatever drinks we want. Are we desire alcohol more than desire God? Are we desire drugs and smoking more than God? Romans 8, if you have time, go read. Because if we follow our flesh, our desire, we die. Even we believe. It's not enough. When we wake up, we watch TV first or check our social media. Second, acknowledge God in our daily lives, not only in the church. Being hypocrite. Oh, if we having party, I don't want to pray. People will get offended. Are we acknowledge God rather than we acknowledge people more rather than acknowledge God? We are too scared to talk about God's name. Why? Because we don't know Him. We just believe. We don't have personal relationship with Him. Like the picture said, We can see that picture. We have to have constant attention to Jesus. Keep on eyes on Jesus. Hebrew 12, verse 2. Dale, if you can put it. Keep on eyes. Keep our attention on Him. Seeking Him, pursuing Him. Proverbs 8:17. I love those who love me, and those who diligently seek me will find me. Seek me that you may live. Amos 5:4-6. Seek me. This is when Jesus said, "There." I think it's in Matthew, I think, people, I can't remember, but people come to him and said, "Lord, Lord, I know you." Jesus said, "I don't know you." That is, the relationship has to be two ways. How many hours we have each day? 24 hours. We can calculate it, how many hours we spend in having relationship with Him, reading His words, praying. Do we have hunger for that? Do we have hunger to pray for others so they also can come to God? As the body of Christ, the bride, the church individual cooperate, do we have faith in Christ as our bridegroom? Have we trust, love, and follow Jesus? Or are we becoming more and more to please the world? We pick and choose the Bible first to suit our own purpose, our own gain. We choose this sin is acceptable, that sin is not acceptable. It is happening in the church, that saying that Jesus Christ, we follow you, put the big cross. But what we did, we disgrace Him by being with this world, too afraid to say no. We disgraced His cross, His holiness, His death, by choosing which sin that is acceptable. Wow, this is amazing. This is happening in this church. As an organization, I'm not ashamed of telling the truth, as Paul said in Romans 8, verse 1. I'm not ashamed. We all should not be ashamed of telling the truth, because wrong is still wrong, even everybody's doing it. The truth is still truth, even no one does it. What I have to dread, what I have to fear, leaning on the everlasting arms. Jesus said, "Come to me, who you are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Stop using your thinking, your mind. Stop resist with God. If he said, come now, come, please. You don't have, your life is, you don't know when will you, your life's gone. As Moses said in Psalm 90, we are just like a, what is it? I can't remember, no? We're just like flowers that bloom in the morning and in the evening, withered. We're like fog that just for a moment, we can see the fog. Fog, we can't see forever. We just see a little bit and gone. Stop resisting God. I just want to close our sermon with this. There's a story about Augustine of Hippo. I mean, you can go home and Google it. But his mom was a Christian. He lived in the end of 3rd to 4th century, so 300 something. How many years ago now? It could be like thousands of years. His dad was not a believer, but his mom, persistent, have faith, knowing and belief and hope that his husband and son, or maybe kids, they got few kids, can come to God. Never give up on praying. Augustine dead. He died, but before he died, he confessed his sin and believed God. Augustine, he wrote so many books, so many manuscripts. That's because of mom, the faith, the strong faith. This is the last. See God's will and direction for our lives, for a law, all our lives, and follow the direction that he gives. Let us pray. Lord, I stop talking already, but I know, I believe the Spirit keep talking to people, to all of us, to remind us to keep going or to come to Christ and stop resisting. To change our life so we can grow in you. Teach us, Lord, remind us so we don't take granted for the life you've given to us. Each morning we wake up, we seek you, Lord. We are not ashamed of talking about you. We want to put our desires, our flesh desires, and to be like you, Lord. Change our hearts, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace, for your death, your resurrection. That it is not in vain that we follow you. The new heaven and the new earth is promised to us. Give us strength, Lord, to follow you, to trust you, to love you until the end of our life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.